as each day passing becomes brighter to the peace and goodwill of all mankind. There is no expiration in time view within one's own individual lifetime that this vision should not be held into account and pursued upon of obtainable goal to its functional presence of future time creations. That is the presence of mind in the founding fathers of the United States of America in the creation of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States and other documents of this country's foundation, starting point by the executed accepted approval of the majority of these foundation documents written in and around their year of 1776. But I say the ideals of the foundation of our country is flawed to the fact that much of founding fathers' ideals have been lost, and if so we could take their brain of intentions and thoughts and place it into a vessel from their time to bring forward to now. To talk with them face to face today, I and many others have this point of view, they would say and conclude we have lost our way. Much of the foundation of their creation were other people's creations of thoughts from prior years, long time past, most traced back to Magna Carta year 1215 and embedded into new idealist words, therefore as an completely absolute stretch of new thought out of nothing, it is not. What was then new ideals set forth therein into motion were that all men are created equal, and in order to form a more perfect union, of that year 1776. We have been lied to so much by our leaders of political factions through most recent years to be cheated of our freedoms of thought, to be now stuck at hurtful moral debate of causes and actions. Why can we not see these things are true and move immediately and righteously out of this conflicted disorder and into something much, much better than we are used to believing? We can and we should. But then again, you think the time to which our brains and thoughts and intentions cannot be captured into a vessel to create such outlandish argument here to then create onto making this an idealistic thought of making choice-bearing correct decisions, because we don't care about the past, only the short-term future. That is the problematic falseness of thought, because in fact we may be in the moment of creations when just so possible is the brain essential capture of an entire human brain of its thoughts, feelings, emotions, and what would be their desires onto their fantasy and imaginative creations, which would then continue on from death, an immortal vessel of brain to new dimensions. So we can do that almost knowingly possible to the knowing the foundation theory of technology is in fact achievable and not a delirious concept or works of complete outright science fiction. So if this is true, which it is, why can we not stop to think at the cost of human pretense to stop lying to each other, stop knowing when we are not moral and go against and act anyway? Why do we do these things if in fact we know sometime in some distant future we cannot possibly be able to get away with such hypocrisy and deceptions? Knowing the time now to our Creator upward onto the reverence of God, if that is so you desire or faith or believe, that the creation of a new world perspective is not the way the world was anymore. Even though it never suggested to ignore what was something that others were reverent to teach in the wisdom we should, we thought it was not as important when we were able to slide under the invisible sheet of cloak in time and distance, or even over the current day metaphor of radio scalp radar, and reap its rewards and quickly run or escape away or isolate ourselves in among socialite peers of privilege and not be so outed to its detraction of reputation of our character to the masses. For now it matters, that time now which we can be actually scan into presence of the mindset, your brain or mine, and now in fact we can scan your morality and character into an chart of mathematical values and make that comparison against mine.